the doctor out, and he said that that just was hanging together. And he sewed muscles for 2 hours. He was an army doctor. He'd been in the war. You know.
Wasn't that lucky?
And he sewed me right out here. And those days, you know, we didn't take him to hospital or anything.
Did he have any anesthetic?
Iodine. He had a big swab of iodine that he on a cotton and he pushed right down that hole.
Your husband was conscious all the time?
Oh yes, conscious. He gave him a hypo, which was a very long thing. We didn't know at that time that he was allergic to morphine.
Oh.
And he just almost choked to death. He just got so blue and his lips swollen. And we found out he is allergic to morphine as well as quinine. He's allergic to quinine. He couldn't ever take a bit of quinine.
Oh.
You see what it was. I expect I've been saying things that wasn't interesting.
I'm fascinated by these things. Now this is a very interesting thing. Good heavens, and I had an army doctor who just happened to have the proper experience.
Yes, old Dr. Day, he died a short time ago.
Oh.
That's what he'd been doing, working, you know, in the army.
Was this in World War I that he'd had his experience?
Yes, and
I've been so interested, I've forgotten where I am.
And I remember that he had that big swab and he punched it down in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And he sewed for 2 hours on those muscles. And of course he had his leg cramped lots of times after it was long.
Yeah.
But then he just got along. He done lots of work afterwards.
And he was tickled to death to have that leg, too.
He was in bed about 2 weeks. But he never did go to the hospital or anything.
You go to the doctor's office to have the stitches taken out?
Yes. The doctor came down the drugstore. We didn't have to go up to his office. We had to climb stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to use a crutch or whatever. But that hog off. And they saw those, my brother came down then with the big old bolt cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And cut those tushes off. And
mm-hmm.
the children had them here a long time. And they were just like, they were sharp as a razor.
I saw some the other day that a man brought back from
mm-hmm.
Ethiopia.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were.
Well, they just go together like scissors.
Oh. Huh. I guess it was a common practice to take these things off when they first started to grow and keep breaking them off, wasn't it?
Yeah. My son, he raised the Chester White pigs, and he's a 4-H boy and FFA boy. Well, he nipped those tushes off when they were little bitty babies.
Mm-hmm. He learned.
Right after his barn, but he mm-hmm. nipped those off with certain pliers or something.
Mm-hmm. I had a man tell me he used to hit them up with a hammer, but the cells were
he just picked them off, it wouldn't hurt them, and then they wouldn't touch each other when they fed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't touch each other, you know, they get the little pigs, they finally get, so they touch each other, and they get their mouths get sore here.
Oh.
Then in fly time, they, through fly time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're handling that now.
Thank goodness for these irradiated flies.
Yeah.
Oh, did this old boar have those coarse hairs on
his
back?
Oh yes, yes he was. But we kept him and I can remember we fattened him and sold him for $100, which we were very glad. And
mm-hmm.
he'll pay the doctor bill. The doctor bill was 68.
Mm-hmm. Gee, that was reasonable.
Yes.
Goodness. What did you call these old coarse hairs?
Bristles.
Uh-huh.
Bristles. Did we have oil yet?
No.
Did you say no?
No, not yet.
Well, 67, 70.
Well,
gee, that's not particular. Well, that is pretty good.
73, I think they're going to drill.
Uh-huh. When did you call a horse before he was trained to lead or trained to ride?